Welcome in, everybody. In today's episode, Sarah and I will be discussing the topic of saying no. You heard me saying no, and the psychology behind the two-letter word. So don't forget to like, share, follow, and subscribe to our podcast. And of course, stick around to the end for our scoop of the day. And while you're here, we invite you to leave us an honest review on Apple Podcast at the end of this episode. It's free and it would mean the world to us. Welcome to the Essential Oil Scoop, where we serve up real talk with real results. Get ready to explore the incredible world of essential oils and how they transform your daily wellness. I'm Vicky Labrilla, and this is my co-host, Sarah Sikos. With over 22 years of collective essential oil knowledge and experience, we are well equipped to bring you the best tips and tricks for all your needs to live life to the fullest. So join us as we dish out the juicy scoop to a healthier, happier you. It's time to elevate your life. Tune in and let's dive deep into the realm of essential oils for a life of vitality and well-being. So, my friends, this two-letter word is really difficult for some of us, and I am bunching myself into that bubble. But this episode is going to help ignite a fire and help you pivot so you can get the courage and the backbone and those proper boundaries set so you can say this powerful two-letter word, no.
No has always been really difficult for me, Vicky. I will be totally honest, totally transparent. I have been that type of person who's like, yes, I can do it. And sometimes it's been at the detriment of my own personal health, at my family's expense, at like every, because I'm a recovering people pleaser, I think. Because now I just tell people how it is a little bit more often than not. But I really have struggled in the past with saying no to certain things. And do you want a little quick little litmus test or a little test to see if it's like, if it's something you really want to do versus you feel obligated? How many
Absolutely.
times do you ever go 10 seconds after you said yes to something, why did I say yes to that? That does not mean, that is not when you do that. And I'm talking like maybe, okay, there's a couple different ways. Cause sometimes, you know, you get asked, I've been asked to publicly speak before, right? And that gives a little bit of nerves and you're like, oh, why did I say yes to that? But it's an honor generally, or it's on a topic that you are familiar with. That's why you're being asked to speak about it. So sometimes those little nerves come up and you're just like, hey, why did I say yes to that? That's scary, right? Sometimes some of those things will push us out of our comfort zone. But 9 times out of 10, when we've said yes to something and then we turn around and go, why did I say yes to that? It's because you're totally betraying yourself. You don't really want to do those things. You don't want to be, you don't want to babysit those kids, or you don't want to bring brownies for the bake sale or whatever, or you don't want to paint props for the play. Like think about all the things you get asked to do for PTA and all the other things for school and being a room mom and helping in the classroom. And then they like almost guilt you into it. Like truly, teachers are really good at guilting you into feeling like if you're not helping out in your kid's classroom, then you're not really a great parent. Like, why aren't you doing these things? I actually had my oldest daughter when she was in kindergarten. Now, mind you, I was very pregnant at the time. Okay. When my oldest daughter was in kindergarten, I was very pregnant. And her kindergarten teacher basically was like, you know, you're not really a good mom if you're not participating in the class. And I was like super huge. I was really big and pregnant at the time. And I was just like, are you kidding me right now? Like, I'm pregnant. So Kesley was 5 at that time. So I was pregnant with Emily. Yeah, I was pregnant with Emily. And Carissa was 2.5. So I was pregnant with my fourth child. Scott was 7. Kesley was 5. Marissa was 2 and a half, and here I am pregnant with my fourth child at the time. And this teacher is sitting there telling me how I'm not a, and you can't bring the younger sibling, my 2 and a half year old,
Course
to the
not.
class. So what am I supposed to do? Get a baby, pay somebody to babysit while I go in and volunteer. Anyway, this teacher made me feel really guilty, made me feel like I was a terrible person and that I shouldn't be having more children because I couldn't volunteer my time. So like she just really laid into me and I was like, "Ow." And I didn't have my voice at the time to stand up and say to her, to say to this one, Stella, I went home and cried, right? I didn't have my voice enough to stand up to her and be like, hello, do you see this big fat belly? This is not because I like too many tacos. This is because I'm actually growing another human being in here. And
I love it. Too many, I love my tacos. But yes, you were pregnant, growing a human being.
I've got a 2 and a half year old that I can't bring into the classroom. So what do you want? Like, what do you want? You know? And so I think we have to, and there was a season where I could come in and volunteer, you know, when my youngest was in third grade, I had that season of my life. And I think we also have to honor those seasons and not be berate ourselves for not being in that season. But at that time, that season was not my season to be helping out in a classroom. And I mean, let's face it, I was probably super moody too. I mean, have you ever been around a hangry pregnant woman? I would say that would be scary. Like, I wouldn't want to be around a hangry pregnant woman. I'm just saying. So, like, we have to set these boundaries to protect our own sanity.
Correct. Correct. Absolutely. This two-letter word is, well, in my experience with life, you know, living this life experience, is that I wasn't taught that no was okay to say. Let's just start there. Like, I don't know about you, and let us know in the comments if you too didn't realize that no was an option to say. I mean, that alone wipes away any ability of me to assume and understand that I had that in my vocabulary to use when needed. And so setting these boundaries and learning the understanding of this actually empowers you in your life and what your desires are and what your goals are, to learn how to say this, because you're making room for the things that actually matter versus filling your cup with the crap that doesn't serve you or serve your life's purpose. So, you know, there might be fear of disappointment or the people pleaser trap. Okay. Hi, my name's Vicky. And I check both those boxes, or I did check both those boxes off. Or, you know, like Sarah mentioned, the self-esteem and the boundaries that you're not respecting and honoring or may not even have at this time. But the power of no protects your time, protects your energy, and it honors what truly matters to you. And that is extremely important here, right? It can reduce the stress and reduce the burnout. Okay. How many times? I'm chuckling because I already know the answer for me. How many times have you been extremely burnt out because you did not exercise your right to say no? Sarah's looking at me like, girl, do you really want me to answer?
I'm like, oh man. So
many.
Like so many times, so like too many to even go. As an example, like there's so many times that I burnt myself out because
yeah, absolutely.
I had too many things on my plate and I said yes to too many things that I did not really have a desire to actually do.
No, it was just a that idea that was implanted at such a young age of no is not a choice. So that was the last thing to ever come out of my mouth for a very, very long time in my life so far, until I understood that connecting no to my personal boundaries is what gives me that freedom. And saying no does not hurt. It may hurt, like physically hurt. No, no, no. Saying no will affect the other person in a certain way, and you have no control over their reaction or their emotions to it. That's not for us to carry. And that's a whole other conversation and podcast episode that we could do. I am telling you, when we have these conversations, Sarah, I feel like it sparks another powerful moment that we can take in place on a different podcast episode. Like, do you feel the same way?
Oh, for sure. Because I mean, first of all, let's just talk about self-respect, right? Like when we say no and we create those boundaries, we are asserting our self-respect. We respect ourselves. We respect our time. You know, if we don't respect our time, nobody else will either.
Amen.
So yep. If you are like, yeah, I can get that done, and you're frazzled and you're running from one thing to another, does it really serve you? And what kind of stress levels? I mean, okay, let's just take a second and talk about the stress levels, the cortisol, the stress hormones you're putting on your body because you couldn't say a two-letter word. Let me spell it for you. N-O.
Wait, repeat that. I need to get my pencil out real fast.
You know, you might need spell check for this one.
Yeah.
N-O. And if you don't respect your own time boundaries, nobody else will. I promise you that. No one will respect your time boundaries more than you. Like, even other busy people have this very, like, don't text this person after a certain time because you know that they're not, A, they're not going to answer, and B, they're not going to be happy with you, right? Mm-hmm. And we all have somebody in our life like that where you're like, it's a hard stop. You can't call them, text them, or anything after a certain time because they respect their own time boundaries. Okay. For that. Now, I'm a people person, not to be confused with a people pleaser. So if you text me late at night, if you're like a really good friend and you text me and you're like, hey, do you have a minute to talk? I will let you know, yes or no. Like I'll say, absolutely, I have a few minutes, or I've got 10 minutes, mm-hmm. or I am actually on my way to bed right this second. I will call you in the morning. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Like it just uh-huh. depends, right? Kind of just depends on the situation for me. But there are certain things that are like hardcore no's, right? Like there are definite hardcore no's for me of going, no, we're not. I'm not going to deal with that right this second. I'm not going to allow you space in my calendar for that. Uh-huh. And there are certain people now who I'm like, I am so sorry. I really just don't have the time for that because I don't want to work with them. I really hate victim mentality. And we were going to talk about this. We will talk about victim mentality on another podcast. But yeah. That if you have that trait, that really super toxic trait of being a victim, don't call me.
Mm-hmm. And that's fair. So Sarah, I'm going to ask you a question, and to all of our listeners out here, this question is posed for you to answer yourself as well. And if you want to share it in the comments, feel free. If you want to DM us your response, like let's have this conversation. But Sarah, I want you to recall back to when you truly became intentional with using the word no. I know my answer. I know when I made the switch, the cognitive switch of using my voice, voicing it, and actually saying no to set those boundaries, to set the perimeter and just the space. Can you recall when you truly began to step into this?
I would say I've stepped into it in different areas of my life at different times.
Okay, so, that's fair. Okay.
Certain parts of my life when it came to maybe my responsibilities with my church, for example, right? Like I can remember going, okay, this is where my hard boundaries are, where I'm like, okay, I'm not just going to be available all the time mm-hmm. to every single person. And that was when I can really tell you when that was. Like I can clearly define that date in time for me and what was happening in my life and what was going on and what leadership position I was in at that time. I was over the entire women's group, and I was the what we call a relief society president at the time. And I had to make really hard boundaries of my time. And so I can recall that that was years and years and years ago. My youngest was 8, I think, at the time, 7 or 8. So like, it's, you know, been a lot of years where that became like, okay, this is where I know I can say yes and no, right? And then there's, I can tell you when I've had hard shifts of learning to set up boundaries in with my friendships, right? Like, there are times where I'm like, I have to cut certain people, not cut them out of my life completely, but I have to limit the time that I allow them to occupy space in my mind or occupy space in my heart, because they are never going to change. And me being frustrated with how they are, I just have to go, you know what? Hard stop on you taking time in my schedule.
Yeah. Prioritizing and learning that boundary of using the word no and putting it to work. But it freed up. I mean, what I'm hearing is it when you put this into action in different times of your life, and right now, like specifically 2024, there has been some significant shifts that you've shared with me privately that you're doing that also require this two-letter word. But in doing so, it frees up and it like declogs the drain, if you will, of things that don't need to be there. So you can get on that fast track and get to where you want to be and evolve. And, you know, maybe you don't want to hear this, listeners, but there's going to be people in your life that you love and adore, but are complacent and love where they're at and will not do anything to move forward in life. And my friends, that is not your boulder to carry, or for you to carry them on your shoulders. You can love them where they're at, absolutely, but you too do not have to stay stuck in that position. And if it makes some friction, my friends, that friction is not caused by you. It's because of the emotions it's bringing up for them. Okay. That is not your fault and not your burden. So Sarah, like truthfully, and even in creating this podcast, guys, like Sarah and I had a come to Jesus meeting, like, look, we love what we do, but we need to reevaluate where and when we are going to create this for you, because it does take time. It does take energy. And we have the same amount of hours in the day like you do. And we have our own personal commitments and work-related activities. But this means so much to us, so we are making the time. But how did we do that? We did that by saying no to a couple things. Sarah's shaking her head like, yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I have a million things that I can do. Okay. Like I have talents, right? I have a bajillion certifications. I have a ton of talents. And this is not like let's brag on me. This is a like legit, like when somebody says, oh, can somebody do that? And I'm like, oh, I can. But instead of me speaking it out loud of, can I do that now? I don't say, yes, I can. I could do that. Because now I'm like, I have to prioritize what's the most important things. And if it doesn't serve what I'm, my goals and my things, it doesn't matter that, yes, I can. Mm-hmm. There's always somebody else who's more talented than me out there. And if they've got the time and talent, they can do it. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't have to do all the things that I am talented in if I don't want to. And so I've really learned probably in the last probably 2-ish, maybe 3-ish years, that just because I can doesn't mean I should say yes. So
100%. I agree.
I'll give you a great example of this. I used to own a screen printing and embroidery company. Okay. So I can screen print t-shirts. I can put vinyl on t-shirts. I can embroider t-shirts. I can do all kinds of promotional product creation. Okay. I am really good at what I used to do. Okay. I'm really talented. And somebody recently was talking about having t-shirts done for something. Could I do it? Yeah. Could I do it for cheaper than what they're being quoted? Absolutely, I could. Do I still have the resources and the know-how? Absolutely, I do. Do I love doing that anymore? Is that taking time from something else that I love more or a goal that I'm trying to work on? Yeah. Would it be efficient for me to do it? No. And so I really had to like say no to a very worthy cause in my book. I believe that they are a worthy cause. Because that's not going to serve me or my goals or where I'm going in this world anymore. I sold that company a long time ago. I retained some of my personal equipment just for my own personal fun, right? But I do not want to build that as a business any longer. That is not something that served me, and it absolutely blessed my family and my employees for a number of years, for 12-ish years that served us, blessed my family, blessed my employees. I had lots of stay-at-home moms that worked for me, and it worked for their schedules, and it was a beautiful business. But gosh, I do not need the stress of doing that. And could somebody else do it faster and better than me these days? Probably. Can I still do it? Yeah. But somebody else could do it better, faster. And I don't really need to do the stress of it.
And you got to this point because you learned how to say no and put that to practice. So this episode, we're going to highlight three essential oils that can possibly help you as well to set up that barrier. And it's not a wall to ignore, but help you set up that personal boundary barrier so you can make better decisions that align with what you truly desire. Okay, there's chaos in that clutter of not knowing when and how to use the word no. So acknowledge your feelings. Okay, these are a couple tips that you can say or do with confidence. So it's acknowledging your feelings. You know, identify why you hesitate to say no. I mean, there's power in that, my friends. If you pause and reflect and kind of understand, ooh, why did that feel sticky? You're on the right track. Okay. Be clear and concise. And I chuckle a little bit just because sometimes, depending on the situation, I still struggle and I'm a work in progress. But a simple no thank you is enough. The over-explaining and elaborating and having an explanation for that no is not necessary and it's never required. You can choose to do that, absolutely, but it's not a requirement. The no, no, thank you is plenty. So there's alternatives too that you can offer up. So suggest different times or somebody else to help or whatever the circumstance may be, but it doesn't have to fall on you. And Sarah's story that she shared with you is a perfect, perfect example of that. And then having that self-compassion aspect of it. It's okay to say no, y'all. Prioritizing your well-being without the guilt feels so sexy and so luxurious. My friends, this is an episode that I'm going to actually re-listen to and bookmark for me when I need a reminder, because I think this is a lesson that everyone needs reminding and encouragement to make those choices that truly align. And saying no will help you do so. So like I said, there's three oils we want to highlight. Sarah, do you want to share that oil?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I want to talk about this because I think this one goes along with what we are discussing so perfectly. Coriander. Let's just stop and talk about coriander. And let's talk about just a little bit about coriander. So coriander is the seed from which cilantro comes from. So it's actually, we have coriander oil and then we have the cilantro oil. So cilantro is the plant, Yeah, the leaves and the plant that comes from the coriander, and coriander is the seed of it. Okay, so some people will smell coriander and they'll be like, I've heard some people say coriander and cilantro smell similar. If you have a really pure cilantro and a really pure coriander, they do smell different. If you have less pure or adulterated or other things, sometimes they'll put oils in it to get the same constituents chemically, and they're trying to pull one over on you. So I've heard
They're trying to mask the aroma profile. So
So they do not smell the same at all. They do smell, I mean, they're both plants, so maybe they smell slightly. I don't know, but they don't. Real, true, good oils don't. Coriander and cilantro don't smell the same. Okay, that being said, coriander is the oil of integrity. The reason why I feel like this is so good for this particular topic is because we need to have integrity with ourselves. I mean, not just other people. Yes, we should be honest and with other people, and we should have honesty with people. We need to be honest with ourselves. And when we're talking about setting up those boundaries of saying no, and the word that pesky little YES word that comes out of our mouth sometimes is not always living in integrity with ourselves, because sometimes we say yes because we're trying to people please, right? We're trying to keep the peace, and we're trying to say yes because we don't want to hurt somebody's feelings, because somebody's desperate and oh my gosh, please, I don't have anybody else. And you feel guilty, and some of that good guilt comes in because, you know, your mama taught you to be a nice person and to serve others and all the things, right? And you have this like sense of we have to do certain things a right way or correctly. And we've been taught this our whole lives by families, our teachers, our religious leaders. We've been taught to be a good person and to serve others and to do what's right and do what's correct. Sometimes what's right is not necessarily what's popular or what's the best thing for you, right? So sometimes we have to, and again, we have to like kind of look at this in a couple of different ways, because some people could go the total opposite and say no to everything, when in reality, it could really benefit you and to pull you out of that comfort zone and to stretch you a little bit. And that might feel uncomfortable when somebody asks you to do something and you're like, instantly, you're like, heck no, I don't want to do that. But maybe sometimes you need to examine that no. So like, this is like self-reflection, right? Like this is going to help, this oil really helps you to do that self-reflecting and honoring your true self. And it gives you the courage to step out of the box and risk who you really are. And so it might give you the courage to say yes to something that may feel a little like, ooh, I don't know if I want to do that. That's kind of scary. Like, I don't know if I want to talk to, you know, 200 people in front of 200 people and like talk about something. Like, that sounds a little scary, right? But that could really open your whole comfort zone. That could really open you up to new opportunities and other things, right? Like, that's not necessarily one of those things you have to say no to because it's not within your integrity, but it still feels a little, it might like feel a little nervousness. So you're like, oh, I feel nervous, so I shouldn't do it. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about setting up true boundaries of things that do not serve you long-term. So coriander teaches that the individual is a gift to the world with something unique, and no one else has offer. You are the most unique person. There is nobody who's just like you.
Nope, nobody. One of a kind.
Vicky and I have both studied strengths and strength finders and gone through and gotten our test and everything for strength. And if you're not familiar with this, it's Clifton StrengthsFinders. I will link it in the show notes. But it's really interesting to find out your strengths, right? And when we've gone through that, we've learned that there is no one in the entire world that has the same strengths in the same order that we do. Not a single soul in this world has the exact same strengths in the exact same order.
I think that's fascinating when we learn that, Sarah. It's so cool.
Yeah, we're unique. And this expression of boundaries, it's empowering. It definitely helps us to like really hone in. And I think the more you set your boundaries, the more you know who you are. The more you don't flounder, the more it's easy to say no or to say yes, because you know you have a vision and you know what direction you're going in. You've set those boundaries to not only create that vision, but you've set the boundaries to achieve your goals and to achieve that vision. And when you don't have boundaries, like think of fences, right? When you have fences and you have these boundaries, you can like, if you have a fence along path, right? You have these boundaries, you have these fences along the path, you know, you can go as far as you want on that path, and it's clear, and you don't have to like shoot off anywhere, right? But when you don't have a fence and you don't have that path and you don't have everything set up for you, you could be meandering left and right and up and down, and you're like all over the place because you don't have it set where you need to go. And as you create these boundaries, it's not restrictive as much as it's helping you to guide you to get faster to where you want to be, versus take a walk over this way and a walk over that way and I'm getting lost and I'm getting caught in the weeds of life. But when you are focused and you're on this path and you've got these boundaries set up so you know where your path is going, it's like a whole lot easier to get to your destination. Instead of being focused on the journey, being focused on your destination. And that's what boundaries do. Boundaries help you to focus on your destination.
Yes. I was completely in like a visualization moment while you were setting this up for our listeners, and it's right. The fences to me is the giving me the ability to clear the brain space necessary. Because let me tell you, there's a lot of wasted brain energy and a lot of wasted brain space when you don't have the word no in your vocabulary and use it for good. So there's two other oils that I want to quickly highlight, because I know we're running a little bit long, but you know, this conversation is good and we don't want to edit anything out. But there's two oils, yarrow palm. Yarrow palm is the essential oil of energetic safety. And for me personally, I feel like there is an emotional element of being insecure and feeling unsafe and not supported energetically when you are beginning to explore the idea of no is okay to say. So yarrow is just a really great ally for you to apply topically, diffuse aromatically. You know, if the negative emotions of feeling weakened or attacked, or you do have those weak boundaries, then this is going to elevate your energy and help you be more discerning, set up those strong boundaries, feel safely assisted, more centered, more clear with the idea of, I can do this. The reason I'm saying this two-letter word is okay. And you hold that space for knowing it's okay to do that. So yes, that was a quick synopsis of yarrow palm, but truly it is a great ally. I actually am wearing it today, and I like to take it internally, a couple drops under my tongue. For those that use doTERRA essential oils, yarrow palm is safe to use aromatically, topically, and internally. And then, my friends, there is holiday joy. And I say that with a beautiful smile on my face, because holiday joy is centered celebration. And if the negative emotions of feeling stressed, closed off, hypersensitive, defensive, you have poor boundaries. Y'all, this is a beautiful oil to diffuse. I diffuse this year round because, like I've shared earlier, and maybe during different episodes that will come your way, I'll bring you into my childhood life and young adult life and help paint the picture of I was so unaware that no was actually a two-letter word I could use for the right reasons. So becoming more centered on feeling emotionally safe and connected from within and being more balanced and joyful, this is everything that holiday joy ignites for you, helps you and your brain create new neural pathways to feel, right? Like this human experience is all about feelings and all about the sensations that come with it. The two-letter word no that this entire podcast episode is about is so abundant. And we hope that this conversation ignited a deep desire for you to do some inner work of understanding where you need to say no, where you want to say no, and what is going to hold that fence, like Sarah painted for you, up. If you need to take a deeper dive and do a one-on-one, connect with Sarah or I, and we will take a deeper dive into this and see where you can put more energy into your own life to create the abundance that is possible for you.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Essential Oil Scoop. If you've enjoyed today's scoop on essential oils and want to stay updated with our latest episodes, exclusive content, and special offers, be sure to follow us and opt into our exclusive newsletter. Just head on over to our website, theessentialoilscoop.com/newsletter, and opt in today. For more wellness tips and monthly inspiration, connect with us on social media. Follow us on Facebook and YouTube, The Essential Oil Scoop Podcast. And please feel free to share and tag us on all of your essential oil adventures using the hashtag The Essential Oil Scoop. Remember, your wellness journey is our priority. We are here to help and support you every step of the way. Thanks again for being part of our essential oil family. Until next time.